The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Abramchik, Poisek at the Beis Chabad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Masechus Erevin, Daf Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara continues the discussion from yesterday's daf that somebody that finds tefillin, the halacha mentioned in the Mishnah, the difference between old tefillin and new tefillin. And the Gemara was working with the understanding that old tefillin looks like tefillin, new tefillin perhaps it's a kameya, it's not tefillin. And the Gemara says, the hashtag the Tani Avua de Shmuel, Barav Yitzchak. That the difference between old and new is that the old tefillin has straps that are tied, but rather the new tefillin has straps that are not tied. So the Gemara explains that it's not anymore because of Kameya like we thought, but rather the reason is because of the kesher that is also to make on Shabbos. Because kesher, kosher on Shabbos is av malacha. So the Gemara says, kulam aloi tarachinish. So we now know that nobody, the reason is not because of kemeya, as Rashi explains, but rather it's because of kesher. So the Gemara asks, v'le envinu me'anev, that let us make a bow we're allowed to make on Shabbos. Amar v'chista zois hameres aniva psula v'tfilin. We see from this halacha in our Mishnah that a naniva would be usher to make a loop, to make a slip knot or a knot that's not a regular form of a knot would be usher, would be possible for tefillin. And then Gemara says, "Abai Omer, Rav Yehuda Tamed Omer, aniva kshir ma'yasi." So Tosfos mentions here a machlokes rishonim that's mentioned also in Tosfos and Menachos. Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Elio. Rabbeinu Elio shita is that a person has to tie his tefillin every day from scratch. He has to untie his tefillin. It says pasuk ukshartam liyos al yadecha, that a person has to tie his tefillin every day. He unties it and he remakes the knot every day. And Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from El Gemara to like Rabbeinu Elio. And Tosfos says, that one is not required every day to open his tefillin and to tie it when he's putting it on, as Rabbeinu Eliyahu always says. Because if that would be the halacha, chadosh is my also. Why is our Gemara answering new tefillin? Because a person's making a knot. It's a kesher that's not shel kayama, and we know that the halacha on Shabbos is the only kesher that's a melacha is a kesher shel kayama. But if we're going to be opening this kesher every day as we put it on and take it off, then it's not a kesher shel kayama. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says a raya from El Gemara that a person is not required to tie his tefillin every day. There's a question posed in Avnei Nezer, what about the opposite? According to us that we hold like Rabbeinu Tam, we don't hold like Rabbeinu Elio, that a person does not have to untie his tefillin every day. May one untie his tefillin every day? Or is there a hakpada, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that a person should have his tefillin tied once for a long time? That it has to be a kesher shakayama? So the Chuvas Avnei Nezer Simen Kuf Bei Gimel quotes the Hagos Mordechai in the beginning of Chulin, that is explaining a teretz to the kasha to the raya of Rabbeinu Tam. And Mordechai says, the Ava gav the lav kesher, who even though it's not a kesher shel kayoma, according to Rabbeinu Elio, because the one is untying it every day, still also the kosher of Shabbos would be also in our Gemara to tie it on Shabbos, to rachmona kariya kesher. Because the Torah calls it a kesher, and since the Torah calls it a kesher, it has a chashivas of kesher. And Avnei Nezer mentions about this Hagos Mordechai, that he learned from this Hagos Mordechai. He doesn't explain how he learned it, but he learned from this Hagos Mordechai, that according to us, that we hold like Rabbeinu Tam, a person needs a kesher shakayama. And because of that, he adds, v'hani denasvi tefillin shel acherim. This is the Lashon of Avnei Nezer. Somebody who puts on tefillin shel acherim, he borrows tefillin from others. U'meshanin ha-kesher l'fimidas roisham. He changes the size of the shel roish to his head. So he loosens the knot and he changes it. That's what it seems Avnei Nezer is explaining. Lav shaper avdi. They're not doing a good thing. Why? The Bailim is going to change it to back to their size. So the person that borrowed it, it wasn't a Kesher Shel Kayama. It was just for a short amount of time. And he's not Yotze his Chi of Tefillin. Umitzvah Lefarsim Adavar. The Avnei Nezer says it's a mitzvah Lefarsim, this halacha, that a person can't just change the size of the Tefillin. This is the Shita mentioned, quoted in many Achronim from the Avnei Nezer. To understand how the Avnei Nezer saw this in the Divrei Hagoyes Mordechai, so Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher in Chuvis, Eben Yisrael Chelek Tesim and Gimel explains Kipshutoi that I'm not quite sure what he saw in the Mordechai more than an hour Gemara. But he explains that just the fact that according to Rabbeinu Tam, also we should technically have an easy way out of our Gemara. A person can have in mind to, when he ties it, he can make sure to untie it when he gets back home. And it will be a Kesher Shein and Shel Kayama. So if you hold according to Rabbeinu Tam that you need a Kesher Shel Kayama, we understand in our Gemara why you need a Dafka that way. But if the reason is... if you don't need a Kesher Shel Kayama, why can't a person just have in mind when he ties the knot that he's going to tie it for a short amount of time? The Rishonim discussed in Masechta Shabbos that if it's for less amount of time, it's not Dereisa, and if it's not Dereisa, it should be allowed for the Kisvei HaKodesh of the Tefillin to bring it in from the Bezoyin that is lying outside, and should be allowed to do it. In Menchas Shleima, Madura Tinyona, Simen Aleph, in the older prince, it was Simen Beis, he discusses at length why the Avnei Nezer needed Hagoyes Mordechai, and he didn't see it straight in our Gemara. And he explains that he mentions the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph that if somebody ties his talus, his tzitzis nuts, on Shabbos is Chayim Chatos because of Malachas Kosher. And that Gemara also, the Mechas Chinuch in Malachas Kosher and Bi Aloch and Simon Shin Yizayin discuss why can't he tie his tzitzis for less than a day. He'll untie it at night. And Rav Zalman is Marach. He has two. He has a few explanations. One explanation he gives is that if somebody ties something intending not to keep it tied, and then after it's tied, he already wasn't over this because he intended not to keep it tied. So now he can keep it tied. And since for sure this person, if not for Hilchas Shabbos, would keep his tzitzis tied. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, he would keep his tefillin tied. So, after he has in mind not to keep it, not to untie it, when he gets home, there's no reason for him to untie it, so it would end up being tied for a Kesher Shel Kayama. It's a little complicated svara, but Rav Zalman explains with one svara why that would be a problem. And in another svara he explains, he says that any Kesher that's a regular Kesher Shel Kayama, even if you had in mind not to keep it tied, it would be considered a Kesher Shel Kayama. Whichever way we learn in the Menchas Shleima, whatever his explanation is to why Avnei Nezer doesn't see it in the Gemara, the Menchas Shleima continues to explain what did Avnei Nezer see in the Mordechai. So he explains that one could have thought that the halacha of Kesher Shel Kayama and Shabbos is not a din in what's called a knot. It's a din in what's called Malachas Machshavas. That really it's called a knot, even if it's only temporary. But the halacha on Shabbos is that it has to be Malachas Machshavas. It has to be, the word Machshavas, the Targum in Chumash says, Malachas Umnavan. It has to be work of a professional. And a professional doesn't do things that are made to be undone immediately. So you would think that on Shabbos really it's called a Kesher, but there's a special din in Shabbos, Malachas Machshavas. If that would be the halacha, then the Mordechai's teretz on Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't be a teretz. The Mordechai's teretz is that since it's called a kesher for tefillin, it's a kesher for Shabbos. We never doubted that it's called a kesher. We only doubted that it's not Melechus Machshavas. So we see from the Mordechai that the din Melechus Machshavas and Shabbos, the din kesher shokayoma and Shabbos is not because of Melechus Machshavas, it's a din in kesher. Every kesher throughout the Torah has to be a kesher shokayoma. And that's where the Avnei Nezer learned that in Hilchos Tefillin also the kesher has to be a kesher shokayoma according to us that we hold like Rabbeinu Tam. The Minhag HaOlam is not like the Avnei Nezer. The Minhag HaOlam is that people borrow tefillin and they change the size. Do we not hold like the Avnei Nezer? Are we doing something that even the Avnei Nezer would be masking to? So Rav Shloimeh in that tshuva, Rav Shloimeh Zalman explains that the Minhag HaOlam that's not makbid on the Avnei Nezer is because we don't make a brand new knot in our tefillin. Avnei Nezer is saying if we would undo the knot and redo it, then that would be a kesher she'eino shekayama and a person wouldn't be yotze tefillin. But if a person has a knot, the lashon of Rav Shlomo Zalman is avo begavna she'kesher nasa lo'olam, the knot was made forever. Ela she'itztarech achekach lashanos hakesher, after you made the knot forever, you're going to have to change the knot without imoy lemidas reishai and to make it measure right for your head. She yeshuv kesher shakayama. The plan is again to make a kesher shakayama. Lo nechshav mishum kach keinah shakayama. That's not called einah shakayama. If you're making a kesher that's supposed to last forever, and all you're doing is just changing the size of it, and again, Shlomo Zalman adds, and again, when you change the size, it's going to stay forever. You're not making the kesher with intention to undo it in a day. You're making a kesher just to change the position in a day, and again it's going to stay for a long time. That's not considered a kesher she'eino shekayama. The Eben Yisrael that we mentioned before also works very bedoichik to answer the Yashim Minhag HaOlam, but he clearly also says that the Minhag HaOlam is not like the Avnei Nezer. In Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi Siman Zayin, he's also marach to be Yashim Minhag HaOlam at Talmud of Avnei Nezer. And his maskona is that a person should try to at least be machmer if he borrows tefillin. He should borrow the tefillin after the owner used the tefillin. And like this, he can leave the knot for one day until the next day when the owner is again using the tefillin. And at least like that, he has somewhat of a kesher shel kayama. He's marach to explain why that would be called kesher shel kayama. At the end of the tshuva in Eretz Tzvi, he adds in brackets that he saw afterwards, he heard from somebody that he sent a shaila to the Shem Shmuel, to the son of the Avnei Nezer. And the son of the Avnei Nezer, the Shem Shmuel himself, answers, the Minhag HaOlam who react like Katzer HaKesher El HaArech, that the Minhag HaOlam is only to shorten the Kesher, or to lengthen the Kesher. Aval HaHater HaKesher El Gamri, but to be Mekasher, but Aval HaHater HaKesher El Gamri, not to be open the Kesher in Gansen. That's the lashon of the Shem Shmuel quoted in Eretz Tzvi. Don't know if he means mamish the same svara as the Minhag HaShloimeh or it means a different svara, but al kaponim, what we see very clearly from all the Devei Achronim is they were all misyaches with the svara of the Avnei Nezer. They weren't saying they're arguing, but nonetheless, they clearly were made that Minhag HaOlam is that people do borrow tefillin and they do lengthen or shorten the tefillin so that the person that borrowed it can wear the tefillin kedin, that it should fit on his head, and not that it should wear tefillin that's not fitting on his head, and not be yotze that way.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.